Is it?
I cannot see very well, but okay. Thank you very much for this kind introduction and for the chance you give me to speak here today, to be among these people. I'm very happy for this. You will find the map on the back side of the handout. I hope it reaches you soon. And unfortunately, you cannot see very well here. I just would like to say a few words about what I'm currently doing and trying to do for my master's thesis. As a start, I would like to introduce briefly the topic of my thesis. Then I will offer an overview of the Christian epigraphy of Southern Thracia, the province of Rhodope to be more specific. The Christianization of Thracia has never been studied comprehensively. This is due to the fact that the literary sources we rely on, especially the hagiographic narratives, are often controversial and dating from a later period. A more systematic approach, which would take into consideration not only literary and archaeological evidence, but also the epigraphic evidence, is therefore needed in order to reconstruct the earliest history of Christianity in Thrace. In my thesis, I plan to collect all the primary sources for such a study and to sketch preliminary results. 4 out of the 6 provinces of the Diocese of Thracia should be taken into account. These are Mysia Secunda, Thracia, Rhodope, and Himimontus, as well as the province of Dacia Mediterranea with its capital city of Serdica. The main source of epigraphic evidence for the province of Rhodope, the most southern part of the examined area, is Luisa Lucopulu's corpus of inscriptions from Aegean Thrace, published in 2005. It contains approximately 20 Christian inscriptions, mainly epitaphs, from the key cities of Abdera, Tuperos, Maronea, Maximianopolis, Paradimia, and Trianopolis, as well as 5 inscriptions whose origin is unknown. All of them are dated between the 4th and 6th centuries, and quite a few of them are unfortunately very brief or fragmentary. The most common formula consists of the term thesis, place or position, followed by the name of the deceased, and sometimes by a mention of family members or their occupation. Most of the names attested are of Greek origin, few are of Latin or Semitic origin. More ancient Greek names, such as Glykeria, Dionysios, Eirene, Zotikos, Theodosios, Theodora, remained popular among Christians. The name Glykeria in particular might have been inspired by a local saint, a young Christian woman from Trianopolis from the second century, who is reported in the Synaxarion to have been executed after confessing her faith. The few occupations listed present different types of careers relating to the fields of trade, medicine, administration, art, and religion. From Tuperos, for instance, we have a man called Paul, who was both a presbyter and a painter. Now I would like to concentrate on another city in the same province, Nicopolis at Nestum, located here, you can see it. Which provides further interesting examples. The ancient city of Nicopolis was located on the left eastern bank of the Nestos River, some 7 kilometers to the northeast from the present-day town of Goce Delchev in Bulgaria. The settlement's history goes back to prehistoric times. Its continued existence throughout antiquity was enabled by the multiple thermal springs, the mild climate, and rich soils of the valley of the River Mesta. Up to the 3rd century CE, the major part of the population of Nicopolis and its vicinity was Thracian. This is made evident from the onomastic data recorded on epigraphic monuments. In total, 21 inscriptions have been found in the ruins of Nicopolis and the nearby villages, among them epitaphs, dedications, and votives, which provide precious information about the public and religious life, as well as the ethnic composition of the city. One of these inscriptions is particularly valuable for our understanding of early Christianity in the region and the rest of Thracia. In 1978, Georgi Mikhailov, published a funerary epigram from Nicopolis dated to the 3rd century CE. It tells the story of Hermogenes, who erected a tombstone for his family, his daughter Tecla, his son Demosthenes, his wife Matrona, and also for himself, which is made clear at the very end of the text. Mikhailov considers the monument to be Christian because of the name Tecla, which, as we know, is a very prominent Christian name of Anatolian origin, and because of the expression Akeratos esteon eten in line 8 and 9, so she went pure, undefiled to God. The epigram is one of the few Christian inscriptions from Thracia prior to the 4th century. It shows that by then the townspeople had already embraced the new faith and were giving their children Christian names. The epigram's Homeric language, as well as its onomastic, could also suggest that the ethnic composition of the city started to change around the 3rd century CE, with new settlers arriving from central Anatolia, Abilicaonia, Galatia, where Christian tombstones inscribed in a similar way have been found. It could also imply that people from the region of Anatolia may have been the first to bring Christianity to the territory of Nicopolis and southern Thracia. Two other interesting Christian inscriptions have been found in the ruins of Nicopolis at Nestum and were published in Veselin Beshevli of Skopos, Spätgriechischen und Spätlateinische Inschriften aus Bulgarien, which I am using for the territory of Bulgaria. The first one, which is now unfortunately lost, designates the grave as a cumeterion, a resting place, which we had yesterday, for a person called Triabellus. The term cumeterion is actually rather unusual for Thracia, and it appears only on the northern Aegean coastal region. We have examples from Nicopolis, Toperos, and Maronea. The name of the deceased has been interpreted to be Greek, but so far it is without any parallel. The second one is an epitaph of a person bearing the name Paul, dated to the 6th century. Alongside with the other two attestations of the name at Toperos and Maronea, dating to the same period, it further testifies to the establishment of Christianity in the late antique province of Rhodope. Examining the evidence from the cities of Aegean Thrace and Nicopolis at Nestum, one can easily notice, as we had this morning already, that Thracian names are not mentioned in any of the Christian inscriptions on record. This may be partly explained by the new naming tradition coming with Christianity, or by the fact that a lot of Thracian people bore Greek or Latin personal names. It is nonetheless surprising, since Thracians were generally very well attested as fully integrated participants of the social, religious, economic, and political life of the cities of the Aegean coast, and as the predominant ethnic group in Nicopolis. However, in this case, we are unable to evaluate the impact Christianity had on them. One possible clue about the Christianization of Thracia could be the testimony of Bishop Paulinus of Nola from the end of the 4th century, who praises in two of his poems published in the Corpus Scriptorum Ecclesiasticorum Latinorum the missionary activity and success of Nikita, the bishop of Remesiana, which is modern-day Serbia, among the Thracians. According to Paulinus, Nikita preached to the Scythians, Getae, and Dacians, and was successful in taming, I quote, even the Bessians, whose minds are harder than their lands, who indeed are harder than their own snow. The tribe of the Bessi is said to have occupied the territory of the western Rhodope Mountains, close to Nicopolis. Of course, we cannot be sure how successful this mission was, but this suggests that by the end of the 4th century, the need to bring the gospel to people living in Thracia had still been felt. As illustrated in this brief overview, the thesis will primarily make use of the inscriptional evidence within its historical archaeological context to improve our understanding about Thracian Christianity. It is beyond of the scope of this work to offer an exhaustive treatment of the topic, but it should provide a first impression both of the state of the evidence and of its informative value for the study of early Christianity in the Balkans. And with this, I would like to conclude. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I mean, this text is extremely interesting, it seems to me, because the Christian aspect is rather poor.
Yes.
on the other hand, the daughter is called Tekla, which presupposes knowledge of the Acts of Paul at the time in this place, I would think. But one is also surprised by say line 5, which could be perfectly in any pagan inscription. So one wonders about the cultural and religious status of the lady who commissioned or wrote this epigraph. But also say with a name like Demosthenes on the one hand, Hermogenes.
Yes.
But then Matrona, so that there's a whole mix of Greek and Latin and so on.
Yes, thank you. I remember Professor Christiane Zimmermann giving a lecture last year in this conference exactly about Lyconian inscriptions. And she also stressed out actually that we have a lot of pagan-looking inscriptions who are also found in Lyconia, which use this Homeric language, or may have been composed actually by Dorfpoeten, sogenannte. Yes, Dorfpoeten. Yes, and they use this language, and in the first centuries they actually don't differ very much from Christian, they don't make clear that Christians are standing behind them, because Christians were using this language. And I find it also extremely interesting.
No explicitly Christian symbol on that inscription?
No.
No. And the dating again, can you just, is there one?
Third century. Third. Yes, I think it's because he's dating so early because of the style. I had a photo, but it's a poor one, so I didn't bring it.
Yes, I think Ms. Peruna was at almost everything that is necessary. Just on the name Tekla, it is especially notable that the name Tekla occurs in a very, very high concentration around Laodicea Combusta, where also these epigrams occur almost in the style that you also have from the Cappadocians, with these Homeric phrases in them. So there needn't be a connection with the Acts of Tekla, but it could come under this local use in Lyconia. What Stephen might be able to comment on is the relationships between Thracian names and the Lyconian Phrygian region.
Do you want to
I don't have anything direct on Thracian names. I think it looks to me a very plausible hypothesis that if that text had been found in Laodicea Katakakamani, you wouldn't raise your eyebrows for a minute. It would fit perfectly into the epigraphic tradition there. It's quite a good verse. There's not much wrong with the versification. It's a very competent Dorfpoeten.
The last.
There it goes.
Only in the last line we have the change of the speaker. 14.
They go.
The speaker changed. Yes. Ego Matrona and Kei Maiteta.
This
is, of course,
a
heartbreak.
Yeah. But anyway, we can discuss the literary qualities at another time. What I struck me is that if this is indeed evidence for a family, maybe, that has moved from Asia Minor to Thrace, or possibly a well-established family in Thrace, which is nevertheless somehow drawing on an Asia Minor tradition. There's some hypothesis for connection here. There's a, I mean, this is, may seem totally irrelevant, but there's Nicopolis at Nestum was a new foundation of the Trajanic Hadrianic period. And when that city was founded, I think there's evidence that the original settlers were people brought from Asia Minor. At least not all of them, of course, they must have been indigenous, but this is a thinly populated region, and people were brought in from Asia Minor. And the absolute clinching evidence for that is a wonderful newly published inscription from my favorite god, Theos Hypsistos, under Hadrian, in about 135 AD, the civic inscription, one of the earliest from the city, and the man who put it up, dedication to the Emperor Hadrian, and Theo Hypsisto, is a man from Prusias Atipium in Bithynia, and clearly, at least clearly in my view, one of the early founding citizens of this newly sort of being colonized area. And so if there is a connection, which this evidence may show 100 years later or 150 years later, we may be able to trace that connection back to the second quarter of the second century AD as well, also bringing a cult with it. So, and I think it's very interesting stuff.
Yes, thank you. We have actually more settlers from Asia Minor, that's for sure, because we have other evidence from Plotinopolis, for example, where family of Galatian origin is also has a tombstone. Yeah, from Ancyra. So, and from other provinces. Yeah. Thank you.
And we are back. Oh yes. Thank you.